Hello and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Monday, the 27th of July, and Daily Dits is your behind-the-scenes deep dive into stories across the Forsters world. And, well, we are slap bang in the middle of air show season, and one event that's got a lot of people talking is the Farnborough Air Show. And to tell us all about it, because he went, is Mr. Rich Wyeth from BFBS Aldershot. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Very good. After a busy Farnborough Air Show on Friday, which is absolutely brilliant because that is a day called Pioneers of Tomorrow, which is a public day aimed at inspiring future engineers, pilots and scientists as well. At the end of a week of 5 days of the air show, which is quite unique because 4 days are just for trade show days, where around 1,600 exhibitors are there, spanning commercial aviation, defence, space, advanced air mobility, manufacturing, AI and sustainability. So it's different from other air shows, only having one public day. It's one of the world's largest trade shows in the aviation world. Multi-million pound deals are signed through the week, new technology on display. And every day they did have some flying displays each afternoon, which was great. And in Aldershot, you could hear them above the studio, even when you're in the studio.
Wow, it sounds absolutely mega. Now, Rich, is this the first time that you've attended? I'm probably going to gather no.
I have been to Farnborough Air Show before now, but it's been a few years. So last time I was there, they would have two public days at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. But they've changed it all up now to mainly concentrate on trade and now just have a Friday as a public day, more to get those youngsters in to become future engineers, pilots, scientists. So I may have been walking past some children that in years to come we could see in the skies or underneath the planes working on the engineering side of things.
Oh, wow. I love that. What a brilliant opportunity for them to sort of get like hands-on and learn a little bit more about various, you know, science or aviation in general. And what's this show like to other air shows that you've been to, Rich?
Well, it's different. It's unique because of the trade show. Other ones that I go to, like the Royal International Air Tattoo, you have 3 days for the public to go in. It is very much focused. They have 8 hours of flying displays each day. Less displays on offer on show day. But, you know, Friday, they still had the British Army Parachute Display Team, the Red Devils, and the RAF Parachute Display Team, the Falcons, in amongst all the planes doing flypasts and displays like the Royal Air Force, Italian Air Force, Eurotyphoon, the noisy ones. And it's always amazing to see like the Airbus A350-1000 going up in the sky and how it moves around. The big beast of a plane is quite incredible. They have helicopters there and the wonderful Supermarine Spitfire fly past as well. And also the USAF F-35A Lightning II demo team. What a display that always is. It's absolutely mega.
Wow. I can't believe you just managed to list all of those off. I think Ginny Carlin, who is the host of one of our other podcasts, BFBS Mav Geeks, I think she's got some competition because we always say that she's the queen of aviation. I think you're trying to, I don't know, knock her off her throne there, Rich.
Oh, no one could knock her off the throne. Definitely not. I do love aviation. I do love seeing the planes on display, but it's always good seeing, especially at Farnborough, those looking at the future tech, chatting with stallholders and seeing big smiles on faces, especially those interactive stands they're able to have a go on as well.
So we've talked about what it's like in the sky, but what was it like on the ground?
The ground was just brilliant because they have a few planes and helicopters on display. People can have a look at, go up close, take photos of it as well. But as I mentioned, they have three massive, massive halls there with different stands. A lot of it is trade stands, but there's one main hall where the kids could get interactive, a bit of Lego building, become a, you know, almost air traffic controller for a day as well. So it's all things like that to give them that future look at what they could get into in the world of aviation when they leave school. And even apprentices were there as well, maybe already starting to get into the engineering career. They get more information like that. So it's always great to see that. And the parents love it as well, walking around seeing it. And obviously you do get the aviation geeks that there with their big cameras taking every opportunity of every single plane that moves.
quick question, does it have to be for children? Because, like, I kind of want to be an air traffic controller for a day and play with Lego.
I think you probably could get away with that as well. I'm sure they're letting the adults have a go too. I dipped out because I was just too busy with everything else. But, yeah, definitely have a go.
And it must have been so great seeing so many people sort of enthused by aviation. Who did you manage to speak to whilst you were there?
I spoke to many people. I enjoyed speaking to the Red Devils. Caught up with three of those in their very hot van, because we decided to go inside their van to record the interviews, because just as we're about to do the interviews, the lovely Eurofighter Typhoon decided to take off. So it sort of deadened the noise a little bit, which was good. Caught up with a nice flying officer that's involved with the space agency in the Royal Air Force. That was a fascinating chat. But also I spoke to the CEO of the air show, Gareth Rogers.
We have thousands of people on sites, you know, up to 50,000 people. And it is about that next generation, but also the immediate generation as well. You know, those that are close to moving into industry or moving into the forces or whatever it might be. Because, all businesses, all armed forces, whatever it is, need to keep their recruitment high, you know, need new people coming through, because that's how they thrive. And that's what we're here to do today. They get to touch industry, they get to feel industry, and, you know, as the flying displays just started, they get to see it as well.
Yeah, plenty on the ground, plenty in the sky. So Gareth, how important then is it for Farnborough International Air Show to inspire the next generation potential engineers, pilots into the air industry?
And I don't think it's a secret to anybody that there is a significant skill shortage across the UK, but also across the globe in terms of aerospace and defence. And, you know, this is where we get them, at the age where they look at things in the sky. You know, you'll see the Typhoon later on today. You'll see the F-35, but also the incredibly graceful A350 from Airbus, you know, just floating around. And that's what people, you know, sit there with their mouths wide open, their jaws hit the floor, and, you know, they think, you know, you look back to those memories and you go, wow, that's where I started, that's where I loved it. And that gets them there, it gets them started, and, you know, that's really what this is about.
Especially there, you're saying inspired by the jets like the Typhoon, the F-35, but also you've got the future aircraft here that aren't going to rely on the fuel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm literally looking at us now, you know, right across the runway, we've got four or five eVTOLs, which are, you know, electric powered. And we've had our first demonstrator flight from Vertical this week, which is a UK first at an air show to have an eVTOL flying in the flying display. And, you know, that's an incredible step forward, because 2 years ago that was being talked about in testing. You know, we move forward to 2026 and suddenly it's in the air. You know, that's a lot closer than people think.
It certainly is. Now, we're talking on the public day, Pioneers of Tomorrow, but it's been trade show over the past 4 days as well. So overall, how has the week been?
Oh, it's been a fantastic week. You know, we've had record numbers, record attendees. We've had exhibitors greater than ever been before in their numbers. You know, more media, more delegations, and there's been an incredible buzz across sites. You know, it really has been. Right from Monday morning at 6 a.m. when I arrived, I felt it, you know, right through to now. And to see people coming through the gates today, it's just great.
And Gareth, might be difficult to answer this question, but have you got a favourite moment of the week?
That's a good question. I'm going to give you two, but they're kind of both the same moment. It's that first morning when you see people coming in from sort of 115 countries around the world and just see the smiles on their faces that you've created that and you've worked with that, and I love that. But actually, that's the same today. That energy's come back again when you see the public coming in and you see so many children around site and people and that, you know, go, wow, you know, what are they seeing? And that I absolutely love, because you sort of go, yeah, I helped do that in a small way.
Oh, he sounds like such a nice guy. He seems like really, really nice. And props to you for actually managing to get to speak to the CEO.
You know, showbiz lifestyle I lead. I make sure I go straight to the top when I can. He was a really, really down-to-earth, nice guy. And he's there. You know, their big thing is Pioneers of Tomorrow. And that's what he wanted to promote. And he just loves being there with the air show and putting on such a great one every 2 years. It you know, they're probably already planning the next one in 2 years' time since they finished, even though they're taking it all down now.
Wouldn't it be lovely if in like in a few years' time when somebody turns around to a certain someone and says, you know, what made you want to be a pilot? And they say, well, I went to this air show when I was like 11 and it was like really, really cool. Like that's the origin story that they're wanting, isn't it? I'm going to gather.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I mean, I've spoken to guys like on the Chinook roll demo team and they quite often say, yeah, I went to such and such an air show like RAF Cosford all those years ago, looked up the sky, seen the Chinook flying, and went, that's what I want to do. And now they're in the team themselves. So it is a dream for many youngsters, but it can be achieved.
And Rich, what was some of your highlights from the day?
Well, I would say definitely the Red Devils parachute display team was brilliant. The Typhoons as always, but particularly impressed with the Airbus, how that moves in the sky, which is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant to see. So those are some of my highlights on the day.
And this might be a bit of a controversial question, but what's been your favourite display ever?
Ah, that's a difficult one. I always go, have to admit, with a Chinook. Whether it's the roll demo team or whether previous displays they've done. Then, of course, you've got to have their very close second, the Red Arrows. They're always brilliant at air shows. Typhoons. But also, I love seeing the Osprey fly at air shows. Having got up close and personal to an Osprey in Camp Bastion many, many moons ago and sat in the pilot seat, to see them fly and their propellers go from being straightforward then going into helicopter mode is absolutely brilliant.
And what I do find quite hilarious is that we have had this conversation on the pod before about the pronunciation of Chinook / Chinook, because I've heard it said both ways.
Yeah, you can say it however you want to, as long as you say Chinook, Chinook, Chinook. I think mostly say Chinook.
I've heard it called Chinny before, like the chinnies are flying above, so I think that's what I just like give it a little nickname.
Yeah, that's fair play. Or just go Waka Waka. Everyone loves that. That's the sound of the Chinook. Wednesday's Waka Waka.
And question, because you said that you could hear some of the aircraft like at BFBS Aldershot. Did it pick up on the microphone whilst you were live on the radio?
It did. Yeah, it was that loud. I was doing a chat with our lovely Natasha Renault on the afternoon show, and literally a Typhoon was going overhead. Actually, no, I think it was the F-35, and it literally went overhead, and you could hear it in the studio. In fact, the studio almost vibrated with the power of the F-35. It was incredible.
I love it when it does that. I remember in the Falkland Islands, the Typhoons used to pick up all the time on the microphone, and I'd be live broadcasting like, well, Typhoons are up if anybody can hear that, and it's just in the background. It's a nightmare for us working in audio, but I think it adds a little extra degree of atmosphere because it just proves that we're always live on the radio.
Absolutely, and you wouldn't get it to hear it on any other radio station, let's face it.
Probably not. That's what makes us so unique. Well, Rich, thank you so much for joining us on the pod today. It is always a pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure. It's been great being with you today.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? I am very, very excited to announce that we have a theme for our Big Salute 2026 campaign, the Op Summit Challenge for the BFBS Big Salute. We want you to help us climb our way to a mountain of cash for military charities by joining forces for Operation Summit for the BFBS Big Salute. Take part in a sponsored climb, whether you're in the forces world, and ask all of your friends and family to support you with donations. And don't worry if you haven't got a mountain handy in your back pocket. You can climb the nearest hill. You can climb the stairs in your school or your office or your house. You can climb the cross trainer in the gym, or even just use a step. Channel your inner 80s fitness video and do a bit of stepping on an aerobic step. All climbers are welcome on Op Summit. Just set yourself a challenge that will impress everyone you know into donating. Big Salute Day is on Thursday, the 8th of October, and you can complete your challenge anytime between now and Big Salute Day. Once you've done it, send the big salute, the money you've raised, and help us build a mountain of cash by the end of Big Salute Day. Once again, that date is Thursday, the 8th of October. So you've got a little bit of time to plan something. BFBS teams from all around the world will be doing their own climbs, and we'll let you know about all of them and how they're getting on BFBS Radio. And let us know what you're planning so your local team can tell your story. Head to bfbs.com/summit to tell us how you want to help us. That's bfbs.com/summit. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.